She still keeps the pictures of who she lost. Joy is a memory that she forgot. Life wasn't fair to her. A cold room and all alone, she cries tonight. Her prayers are angry words, their questions why. Life wasn't fair to her. You're a healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. He's tired of
hope is Jesus. You're a healer to the brokenhearted. Oh, that song fit in so well right there, Pastor Jim. Talking about those times that we just need a touch from Jesus. You know, we got into quite a discussion at our Friday night gathering a couple nights ago, and that is what we do now as a ministry. We meet on Friday nights at the Ramada Inn, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. Everyone's welcome. We have a beautiful room there on the front, separate entrance, very nice. Start at 6:30, do praise and worship. We get into an interactive Bible study. And Pastor Jim, we were talking Friday night about this, the new age stuff that has really kind of permeated society at this point, versus Jesus being the light of the world. So I want us to turn to John chapter 8, and we're going to start with verse 12. And then Jesus has a lot to say on this. Our topic today, if you just joined us, is hearing correctly the voice of God. Are you hearing God's voice, or are you hearing tradition? That was in our first hour. We talked about that. Are you hearing the devil? Are you hearing people's voices who want to put you down and really lead you astray? John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus once again addressed them. I'm reading from the Message Bible. I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. I love that. Oh, I love that. Jesus is the light. This is one of his seven I am statements in the book of John. I am, in this case, I am the light of the world. He also says, I am the bread of life. I am the vine. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And here Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The answer for so many of us when we get confused and off the beaten path, so to speak, and get over into, is this God I'm listening to? Is this somebody? What is this? Is Jesus is the light on your path. He's the one. We got to focus on Jesus. Talk to us about this, Megan.
Betty.
Sorry about that.
I answer to anything.
Mother, daughter, you know.
Yes, it's about the same.
It is.
It's about the same. You know, the cool thing about Jesus is like what that song said. He is the father. He's the father to the fatherless.
Yes.
He's the person that holds us up when we're down, and, you know, he is the light of the world.
Amen.
I could imagine when he walked on the face of the earth that wherever he trotted, he was light. I mean, it was probably like seeing a brilliant star come into your presence. You could feel the presence when he walked in, and we can feel that presence too.
Yes.
Through our prayer time, what church we attend, that presence is still available today, I think.
That's the light.
Stronger than ever today, because he is the I am of I am. He's the,
yes,
you know, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is the light of the world.
Amen.
In this dark world.
I agree with all of that. John chapter 8, where we're talking here, where Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The religious leaders were arguing with him. Boy, that's hard to believe, isn't it, that they were doing this. And I want to take us down to, let's see. Let's actually go down to verse 23 of John 8, where Jesus said, you're tied down to the mundane. I think that's interesting. Megan used that word mundane a few minutes ago. Do you remember that? And
yeah.
Jesus said, I'm in touch with what is beyond your horizons. You live in terms of what you see and touch. Now, this is the Message Bible. Pastor Jim, you can read us out of your new King James here in a minute. I can't remember the rest of the title of that new Bible you have, but it's really pretty, Betty. He's got another new Bible to add to his collection today. So
into the Pastor Jim library.
The Pastor Jim library, yes. So Jesus says here in John 8:23, you live in terms of what you see and touch. I'm living on other terms. I told you that you were missing God in all of this. You're at a dead end. If you won't believe I am who I say I am, you're at the dead end of sins. You're missing God in your lives. Pastor Jim, this does relate to this thing we were talking about Friday night at our gathering about the New Agey approach to life versus Jesus.
Right. I mean, Jesus says, you're from below, I'm from above. So therefore, you know, first of all, we got an issue with that. But then he says, and literally in the Greek, it's unless you believe that I am,
right,
you will,
yes,
die in your sins.
Right.
And that obviously is a reference to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, where Moses said, what name am I going to give them when I come to tell them about this revelation you're giving me, God? And God said, I am that I am.
Yes.
So Jesus clearly identified himself with Yahweh, with,
right,
the great I am at this point. And yeah, it plays into what we talked about, because the New Age movement is loath to call Jesus,
yes,
God incarnate in the flesh.
They don't want to do that.
They don't want to do
that. They don't
want to
talk about Jesus.
Well, they'll talk about the Christ.
The Christ.
Or,
but I'm talking about Jesus.
Or they'll talk about Jesus in these real ooey gooey, you know, sloppy terms. You know, oh yeah, he lived and he did good, but they won't talk about blood atonement,
right?
Virgin birth,
right?
Sinless life, none of that. Certainly not a bodily resurrection,
right?
and heaven forbid the second coming, because all that is wrapped up in Jesus saying, I am. Unless you believe that I am,
right,
then you're going to die in your sins. And that I'm sure was not lost on the Pharisees, because, you know, he said, unless you believe that I am, and they probably just wanted to rip their coats, you know, for him supposedly blaspheming at that point. You know, then you're going to die in your sins. And I love it. I love the next verse.
Go ahead.
They said to him, who are you?
Who are you anyway?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he said, unless you believe that I am, you're going to die in your sins.
Right.
And I'm sure they were just taken aback and just, I can just hear them. Who are you?
Right.
You know, possibly some incredulously saying, who are you?
Right.
Some probably in anger saying, who are you, but who do you think you are? And, you know, but that's so cool.
It is. And it's all about who Jesus is, what he said when he came to this earth, and what he did. And for some of you that are taking notes, our discussion is hearing correctly the voice of God. It has, and make this point, put it in your notes, it has, to hear correctly the voice of God, it has everything to do with Jesus.
Amen.
And you've got to understand that these words of Jesus, recorded mostly in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that are in red in a lot of people's Bibles, those are what Jesus said when he walked this earth, and they are critical to you hearing clearly from God. Do you believe that Jesus walked this earth, that he was the Son of God, that he rose from the dead, that he died on a cross for your sins? That's the essence of salvation. And when you do have a solid connection to God through salvation and belief in Jesus, you are going to hear more clearly than the person who says, well, Jesus was just a nice guy. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. He lived and he was, you know, but, you know,